doing another transcribing lesson. Today's song is Can't Find My Way Home by Blind Faith. The first thing you do is what? You have to get the one word. The key. So just listen to it for a second. And go through all 12 notes while you're listening and see which one sounds most prominently like the key. You may have a few that sound good, so narrow it down to 2 or 3, you know. But start at 0, go all the way up to fret 12. It's bound to be in there. There's no way you can't be in there. Yeah, can we hear that again? I asked about the key. Go ahead, play that lick. That's pretty cool that she transcribed all that pretty quick. But I just need one note. If you had to summarize the entire tune, the very end of the tune comes, you're saying goodnight, thank you, Madison Square Garden, take a bow. It's got to be which one of those?
D?
It is D, indeed. Because if you just play any of the other notes that you did, it just doesn't sound like it's final, mm-hmm. Right? So yeah, it's definitely D. All right, so now that you got the key, now you got the key and you happen to take the next step, which is you found some of the other notes in there. How do those notes relate to the key? So for example, your first note was C. You know, what is that to the key numerically? Actually, I missed a step. Let's just write out the notes that you have, just on any old piece of paper. You don't have to write the time signature. You don't have to write it. Just put the chord names down because you might forget. Mm-hmm. So we got D. What was that note?
C.
I know what it is. What's the next note?
B sharp?
It's
no,
just
it's
B.
It's B, yeah.
Except
B.
On Wednesdays. And then, don't worry.
Then B flat.
And B flat. And then A.
And then F, G, D.
Yeah. So that's step two. Step one was get the key. Step two is write all the other notes that you figured out. And you would have to listen to them. So we're going a little fast. You would have to do the same process with each chord. If you use software, it's easier. You can get like the wave of your song, pull it up in GarageBand or whatever program you use, and then just take that little note and select it and have the thing loop it, and you'll just hear wah, 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 that same note over and over until you find it. But the process is the same. Mm-hmm. So you just helped us speed up by quite a bit by finding all that stuff. Now determine whether those chords are major or minor. You don't have to do sevens, you don't have to do diminished, all that stuff, just basic major or minor. So is the D major or minor? Try them both and see which one you like. You know, does that sound roughly like the song, or is it more D minor?
D major.
I think it's D major, yeah. What about C? C minor or C major?
C major.
C major, absolutely. So I don't have to change the words of these. I'm just, right, because when you just put D, it's automatically major. Now, the tricky part, B. Is B major or B minor or neither?
Neither sound really right.
Neither sounds right. Because do us a favor and play D and then C and then either one of those. Definitely not B major, right? Neither one of those works. So what do we do there? We'll come back to it. I mean, I know what it is, of course. But we'll come back to it. And then what about the B flat? Is it B flat or B flat minor? B flat minor sounds really weird.
Mm-hmm.
So do it to check yourself, play D, C, and then just the note B, since we don't know what that is. Just regular B, and then B flat major. When you do that B flat major, like in other words, you're just testing what you think you know, and that sounds
like
pretty
major,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now maybe even play along with it, just in that little bit there. You know, and I'll see if I can. When he starts the voice, so. Oh yeah, we'd actually start on C. And then the same thing with the F and G. You know, would it be... As far as the F goes... Oh, I'm sorry, we skipped one. The A? Is it A minor or A major or neither?
It seems closer to major, maybe?
It's closer to major, but it's still not right. She's got a good ear. How does she get a good ear? Well, she practices ear training, like listening to commuter audio in the car, and having played piano as a kid, that helps. Doing software online, that's my new big pet peeve, is people aren't practicing ear training a lot. And it definitely goes with transcribing. We were talking about it last night in music theory class, too. So we're going to put a question mark by A. What about the F? Major or minor?
Major.
Definitely major. And what about G?
Major.
Okay, good. So test what you got by playing along, and the notes, you're not sure what chords they are, just play the notes themselves. In other words, you're going to play C major, then the B note, then the B flat major, then the A note without a chord, then the F major, then the G major, then D, and see if it all sounds right. You know? When the voice comes in, here it comes. So. Beautiful. And it all sounded right, didn't it? I should have asked you rather than tell you, but don't. Okay. So you did well. And now this bit. Can you figure out what that is right there? That chord? These two chords? So, I'll back up. Right here. If you listen to the lowest part of the chord, the bass note, it goes boom. What is that?
B.
Yep. So this is, we're going to call this the B section, and the other bit is the A section. So this is B, and then what was the other bit? It was A, right? And then it was D back to the time. So play, see if I'm right. It spells bad. A. Oh, you went a little fast. So a little. So here comes the bad bit. And then here's the D. And then here's the next bit. So that bit was boom. What is that?
Is that E again?
You played E, didn't
yeah.
you? And then, dan, 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 dan. So find find that note. What's that?
G.
And then, what is that?
F sharp.
F sharp. And then, what's that? Yep. And then, yep. So I sped up the process by humming the notes, but you would, you could either use software to slow it down or just rewind 10 million times. You know, I try and make transcribing sound easy, because it is, the more you do it, but the first few times, it's like grueling. But why make yourself do all that work? Because then, you know, just a year later, you could be like this quick. And then so I'm going to speed up the process. What I do now is I put the notes in order of rhythm, but actually we're not finished yet. I realize there's two notes that we haven't determined what the chords are. And I will just say that the root, the lowest note is not always the root of a chord. Sometimes it's one of the notes in the chord. And other times it's a completely different note. Most of the time, if it's not the root, it's going to be the third or the fifth of the chord. In this particular case, I could do the long-winded way, at which I won't, but I'll at least summarize what the long-winded way is. You could
you could
hypothesize to yourself, if this is the third or the fifth of some chord, you know, what other chords could it be? Yeah, it could be the fifth of E minor. It could also be the third of G.
Oh, right.
And that's what I think it is.
Okay.
And if you go and play a G with the lowest note being B in the bass, try it. Like you play a regular G chord, but you don't play the sixth string because you want B to be the lowest note. Sounds like that chord, doesn't it? So,
Yeah.
Alright, so play C. And then G would be in the bass. And then B flat. Now, we didn't talk about the A. That could either be a root or a fifth. So if A doesn't sound right and A minor doesn't sound right, it could be the root or a fifth of some other chord, right? Mm-hmm. What are some possibilities? Based on, this is where your music theory kicks in. We're in the key of D.
So it could be the fifth
of D, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Or
try it and see. That. How would you do that? You would just play D and have the note A ring out underneath. Sounds like it to me. She pegged it. And how did she get that so fast? She has music theory too. So all these things, we talked about this last night, music theory, fretboard knowledge, and ear training, they all collide. And in the beginning, it seems so separate. It's like wax on, wax off. Like, why am I scrubbing this guy's floor? You know, the Karate Kid, have you ever seen it? You know, and it's very frustrating. So, but it comes together real quick. So now you got your chord. This is G/B. That's how you would write it. G/B and D/A. The next step is to write it out in rhythm. It goes C for two and G over B for two and B flat for two and D over A for two. So all that's in two bars. And then F for two and G for two and D for four. So play along. If you can't get the bass notes on the first, like with the G over B and stuff, you can just play regular G. It's not going to... Like, G over B means G with the lowest note being B, so you don't play the sixth string. But for the purposes of right now, if you can't get that, just play regular G and it won't sound wrong. And similar with the D over A, that simply means D chord with A in the bass. You just play a D and it's not... You just ring out the fifth string. Yeah. So see if I'm right in terms of my rhythm. 2, 3, 4, 1. Sounds right? Sounds pretty darn good. Now let's figure out this next section. We did finish the A section. Now for the B section, we have a B note again. B minor or B major didn't sound good before and it's still not going to sound good. So let's try the same chord as we had, G with B in the bass. And then an A chord. And those all last, this time it lasts for a whole bar, like. Alright, so that's what we got, D. And then now we got E in the bass. In the key of D, what would make better sense? E minor or E major?
E minor.
Yeah, why E minor?
That's the... chord in the harmonized
scale. It's the harmony. It's the way you harmonize a two chord diatonically, namely, you know, do, re, mi, like major, minor, minor. If you had major, do, re, something's weird, right? You could just tell right away that E doesn't really fit E major. So there's your E minor. So play what we got so far on the B section. You got 3, 4. What it is. 1, 2, this G goes for two beats, and then F sharp minor, E minor, and then D. That might not be an actual F sharp minor. It might be a D over F sharp. That sounds pretty good. As opposed to... difference. I'd have to look up. I'd have to really listen carefully. Let's leave it as F sharp minor for now. And then 2, 3. And then I think it just goes back. So try to play along and see if we're right. So summarizing, we did step one, the key. Step two, all the other notes in the, all the other bass notes in all the chords. Step three, what are the chords for those bass notes, major, minor, or maybe some other chord with that bass. and then we put the rhythms per chord, and now you're going to double check if everything sounds right. And that's the basic process, and only took 20 minutes. Well, I'm not quite done yet. Start singing in A section. So here it comes the B section.
Okay.
And it just goes back to the C again, I think, after that. So we could add another. A is instrumental here. It's not, you know, it's like the same as the verse. So let's check again. Here comes the second verse. If you're still listening, but you know, I really want to know whether that's supposed to be F sharp minor or F sharp over D. It would be F sharp 5. That's what I think happens. So what I think happens is they go, because I don't hear this. I mean, I don't hear. Hear in there at all. We'll listen one more time. And I also don't hear the other possibility. I don't hear in there either. I just hear none of that. But we're going to listen one last time. So can you really get into, once you're all done is what I'm trying to say, you can get into the real inner voice movement. You know, if you're... Here I heard. Like right here I hear. Yeah, there's a D in there. So I would change that to D with D over F sharp. Now how do you play that? You do a regular D and you, instead of having the first finger play F sharp on top, you switch your fingers so that F sharp is at the 6th string, 2nd fret. It's actually a very pretty chord. You might have seen that from Tears in Heaven.
Yep.
And it's a first inversion D minor chord. You can play it with 2, 3, and 4. Like finger 2 goes on 6th string 2nd fret, finger 3 goes on 3rd string 2nd fret, and pinky goes on 3rd string 3rd fret. It's easier to play it than it is to say it. And then you just don't play the top string. You're just actually playing 4 strings. You're muting the 5th string and the top string. So there's our chart, and it's a pretty easy song and fun. Let's talk a little about soloing on this. It's in a major key, but it's not D major because it doesn't have a C sharp. If you know that C sharp is not in there, so it would be a flat 7 that could be Mixolydian, which is a mode of the major. We haven't talked about that, but there's also a F in there, which is a flat 3rd to the key, do, re, mi, flat, right? And there's also a B flat in the key, which is... So this is a typical example. You've been asking me lately about how can you play a minor scale over a major chord and stuff like that, because our music blends blues and you know, classical music so much that it's all just blended together. This is a perfect example. You could do minor pentatonic, because you have some chords in there that suggest D minor. If you were in D minor, the harmonized scale would be D minor, E minor, F, G minor, A minor, B flat, C, and D minor. So your B flat and your F, that's where those come from. And yet you do have like G major, A major, and D major, and E minor, which all comes from D major. You have strong D major and pretty strong elements of D minor too. So that's just a little side there. If you're gonna jam, it's a fun one to jam on. Try a little. I know we're digressing from the transcribing a little bit, but if you did D minor pentatonic, see what it would sound like. Don't just take my word for it. You would have to find, obviously. But good job transcribing. I'll turn the recording off there. See, we did it in 20 minutes, 22:30.